Center and News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. has announced a new $400 million aid package for military materials for Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says President Biden signed the latest drawdown in military assistance,
which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds.
The announcement came as Kiev struggles to hold off intensified advances by Russian troops. Ukraine's president warned this week of a really difficult situation in the east, but said a new supply of American weapons would help stop the Russians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Retired Navy Admiral James Tavridis says President Biden is risking civilian lives in Gaza by threatening to withhold precision JDAM missiles from Israel.
It is the weapon that Israel will need if it's going to do what it set out to do, which is to conduct using their spokesman's word, a precision counterterrorism operation.
Stavridis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on court action blocking lower credit card late fees.
A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8, down from $32. The temporary nationwide injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman is a win for big banks and major credit card companies. They collect billions in revenue each year in late fees, and we're looking to stop the proposal from going into effect next week. Critics of the lawsuit have called the case the latest example of judicial forum shopping, where a company files a lawsuit in a friendly district in order to have a greater likelihood of getting a favorable ruling. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. A new study is out that takes a closer look at what Americans believe about what happens when you die. Here's Michael Harrington with the results.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic strategists are hoping that young voters in Florida will turn out in November for the marijuana but stay for Joe Biden. A ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana in that state. About 6 in 10 Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot. And among voters under the age of 45, it was even higher, 76%. This is SRN News. A statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham set to be unveiled at the U.S. Capitol.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, other congressional members, and the family of the Charlotte-born evangelist are expected to attend Thursday's unveiling of the statue that will represent North Carolina. The state's General Assembly approved legislation in 2015 asking a congressional committee to eventually approve a likeness of Graham for display.
Activists once again targeting a piece of history.
Two radical climate activists in their 80s are under arrest after breaking the glass protecting Britain's historic Magna Carta, the document signed in the year 1215 that provided the foundation for individual rights in Anglo-American jurisprudence. The pair entered the British Library in London on Friday morning, smashed the glass case, and then glued themselves to the document's enclosure.
That's Tayshia Stevens. More from SRNNews.com.